You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today, I want to talk to you about how to make a reporter keep coming back. Here's what I think we misunderstand sometimes about PR, about media relations, about, you know, interacting with journalists, podcasters, producers, is we're praying for that one hit. We want them to respond to our email, or we dream of them coming in our DMs, but we think of it as a singular event. Here's the idea. So we can, let me take you on an aerial view of what this should look like long term. This should be a machine, an ongoing machine that maybe you front load with a lot of effort, but then because of how you do with that initial interaction, they keep coming back to you again and again as an ongoing go-to expert source for any stories that they have coming up related to that same issue. So most recently I was in CNN, okay, or recently interviewed by CNN. It's supposed to come out in the fall. I'm hoping to nurture that relationship the way I've done for other outlets, writers who write for NBC News and Insider and health and women specific outlets like Well and Good or Refinery 29 or HuffPost. They've been back to me again and again and again. I'm going to share with you what I do to make that happen. The first thing is to respond immediately, because there has been an opportunity, I'll admit, where they reached out and I had other things going on and I kind of got back to them late and it didn't materialize. Why? Because they are on a deadline. It doesn't matter how much they like you, how much they're personal fans of your work, your videos, your expertise. It doesn't matter. If you're not getting them stuff in a timely manner, they have to move on because it ain't that serious. They can go to somebody else. Okay? So that's the first thing. You're responding immediately. Drop everything and respond. I'm going to be transparent here. This is why it's sometimes challenging when I work with clients and our team has a client we're representing and a media opportunity comes through and we let them know immediately, a text, a voice note, I call them and it's, oh yeah, well, I mean, I can't this week, but can they do Monday? I want to laugh. Well, no, I want to cry. Okay. But I laugh instead. And it's more of a sarcastic, indignant laughter. You cannot be in the game of trying to get media coverage, but then simultaneously be like, you know what? The time they propose doesn't work for me. You have to be available or miss the opportunity. It is what it is. Okay. So make sure you have time in your life and some flexibility to make that happen. The second thing I do to make a reporter come back multiple times is I make sure to give them exactly what they asked for. I remember there was a really big press opportunity with a university here in Tampa that I worked with on a consulting basis. And they were trying to make the story about something else. So the reporter specifically said, hey, I want to talk to them about this. I had pitched the story. They said, yes, we're interested. But then when they got to the interview process, they were trying to do too much. They wanted to also plug their other program. They were like, oh, by the way, you know, I can also speak to this. They were taking it in a direction that we did not talk about. Here's what you have to realize. And I know this is only a 10-minute episode. So a lot of this stuff I can go into later on subsequent shows in more depth. But a lot of times, especially with our local news, okay, they've had to get approval from their producers to do that story. And once the producer says, yeah, go ahead, then that's what they're on a mission for. You cannot switch it up on them. You can't try to bait them with another hook. That's not going to work. So long story short, it ended up not working out because this reporter was like, okay, they didn't give me what I asked for and they tried to make it something else. We're just going to shelve it. So a month later when I was like, hey, you know, has it aired already? Did we miss it? Knowing we didn't miss it. Okay. Did you air the segment on TV? It was like, oh yeah, well, we're going to shelve it. I know exactly what happened. The client went rogue and said, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about and hopefully they can make the story about this. You give them exactly what they asked for. That's number two. Okay. And you do it quickly. That's number one. The third tip for you is to be a resource. After that the reporter reaches out, or even before, to be honest, be a resource. Can you send them a link to a new journal or study that came out that you think that they'd find interesting? Can you hook them up and connect them with other experts? Do you know how often I'm saying, hey, you know, thank you for considering me for this piece. I'm totally down to do it. And if you need other experts to quote, I've got some people as well, knowing that they might need to fill out their story or talk to other voices. So being a resource, let me be a connector and make your job easier. And then finally, make sure the content you're giving is insightful. I know we all walk around thinking we have something insightful to say. No, but truly, if you're being real with yourself, you look in the mirror and you know what you gave to that journalist is something people have heard 100 times, they're less likely to come back. You want them coming back to you because you're always hitting them with gems, fresh insight, an interesting take on a very popular conversation or position. That's what they're looking for. They've heard it all before. Okay. So those are 4 things to keep in mind. You're responding immediately. 1, you are, what was the second one? in no particular order. You are, giving them exactly what they asked for and nothing more, nothing less. You are giving insightful information and you're being a resource for them. So they want to go to you because you make their job easier and you always have a way to connect them to key voices. Okay. If you can do all that, you bet your butt they're going to be coming to you to lend your voice to the conversation in whatever piece that they're writing, because you're such a reliable, helpful, and insightful source. I'm just saying, if you want feedback on your particular PR strategy, or you're looking for ways to maximize these opportunities, you know, you can hit us up anytime by becoming a member. We treat you like VIP with media opportunities and personal monthly phone calls. Tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. I hope to see you over there. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.